Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
What do you hear from Colson's group?
Well, we've got some of the reactions inside. President Cheek of Howard says, particularly impressive composure, correct in the manner in which he's handling the Vietnam War withdrawal. Huh?
Call Cheek?
Yeah. Check the whole range of different batches.
I don't know. I don't want to appear to that we're sucking them out.
They're not. Really.
Okay.
He makes the point he supports the concept of a neighborhood school, which is kind of interesting. Kenneth Brown, the president of the Lithographers and Printers Union, felt the China questions were handled very well, agreed with the president. Still has difficulty on the POW question. John Oswald, the president of Penn State, said handled the demonstrator questions very positively, with his willingness to listen to those coming peacefully and to deal firmly with those coming with violence. Myers, the president's consistency came across with great assurance. And,
President of Penn State, not that.
Yeah. John Watlington, the president of Wachovia Bank in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, says, better than ever, very forthright, smiled more. Busing question could not have been answered better.
What?
The busing question. Pretty good for North Carolina. Gordon Edwards, the chairman of Kraft Corporation, great, tremendous, well-prepared, couldn't agree with him more. Answers regarding demonstrators, very solid. Here's an interesting Mayor Kramer of Patterson, New Jersey. Says he was too
Republican.
Quite impressed with the effective delivery of the president, particularly on the questions of Red China. Busing question was the most difficult one asked this evening, to which the president gave an outstanding answer. He was delighted to see the president in a different colored suit, brought life and action.
Yeah, that was
amazing. Right. And he says the lectern was an asset because it gave him something to do with his hands. And
that's the point.
He liked that. So we've been that. Charlie Lanigan, the state chairman in New York, says the firmness was good. He was too legalistic on the busing issue. He liked the reasonableness the president projected on the demonstrator issue. Mayor Tate in Philadelphia said he liked the phrase that once we break the ice, we can test the water with regard to Red China. He thought his answers about the Chinese situation were very good. Mayor is personally quite discouraged about the demonstrators in Washington and their behavior. And Tom Boardman, Cleveland Press, felt he defended the position of Vietnam in a very persuasive and logical tone. I believe this is the strongest point in this whole administration. So his conclusion on China was good. Sorry there were not more domestic questions, particularly on the economy.
They never asked him.
No. Reg Murphy at the Atlanta Constitution says it's a very, very good show. I had a feeling he was being quite cautious about the communist-Chinese situation, which I think is appropriate. The prisoner thing is a very good step. If we continue to take that kind of initiative, we'll change the mood and cure many of the things that are wrong. I agree that we should have no terminal date on the war. I buy that. I absolutely disagree with what he says on the same count. All in all, a very, very effective appearance. John Colburn is the Wichita.
You know, we've got to expect some of
sure.
That's good.
Exactly.
Good heavens. These are terribly difficult issues.
But they still
these are honest men. You know, I think one of the most effective things I did, which nobody has mentioned, where I said, I realize that many of you in this room agree with that.
Right.
What do you think?
Get the reporter. I thought that was great.
I understand. I respect you. I want to tell you why I think I do. You know?
Yep.
That was good to hit them.
I sure do. John Colburn, Wichita Beacon, says, good explanation of policy, especially on POWs and on China policy. Clarified the Cali case very well. Better than the April 7th. Reverend Collier, Houston Chronicle, says, especially good from the Texas viewpoint on busing and peace demonstrators.
Yeah.
Martin Hayden of Detroit News says, excellent, ought to do it more often, because the press doesn't lay a hand on it. If only there were three more Sarah McClendon. Busing comment, excellent. Handled Agnew's off-the-record thing very well.
No, that didn't give us a light.
Yeah. Robert Watkins, the head of the National Medical Association, that's he's a black. Felt those comments on the war make sense. Was disappointed the reporters didn't mention any domestic issues. But Livermore, who's now the state chairman in California, said commanded the issues 100%. Thought the questions this time were unusually difficult. Handled well. and Deadman of the Chicago Sun-Times. Tonight I thought the president sounded like the president of all the people, not an echo of the Pentagon. He was in complete charge. I can't remember when he's been more effective in these comments.
He liked us because of China.
Yep. I thought he made very clear the U.S. position on POWs and the length of country to which the country will go to return these men. He really communicated with the American people. And as you know, I don't hesitate to criticize, which is right.
He's a good friend because he isn't really with us ideologically. He's not against us personally.
Here's an interesting one. Mayor Allen of Columbus, Georgia, says
of Columbus, Georgia.
President's telecast was great overall. Really liked his answers on Vietnam, especially with regard to not getting out right now because he needed to ensure peace for our children and our children's children. Thinks the president should continue to emphasize it's not Nixon's war. Carefully make it clear it's inherited. He particularly liked the gentlemanly way that he did not blame either LBJ or JFK. That was beautiful.
Didn't you think that was pretty good?
Because you clearly did blame them both by saying you did.
What I said, in a sense, well, no, it's not their fault. I thought it was good, though.
Yeah, it was great. On Cali, he thought it was wise for the president to defend his decision to review the case on the basis of concern the American people have. He said Columbus, Georgia, and Fort Benning are practically synonymous. Been a great strain in their area. Really liked his statement on busing, and even though the Supreme Court may rule contrary to our opinion that no man is above the law, including the president, Mayor feels these are great words, and the mayor can now cite them and say that he believes, as the president does, that we need a law and order society. Regarding POW, it's very important.
That was a good line.
Yeah.
Nobody is above the law, including the president.
POW is very important to continue emphasizing the president that we can't pull out till all of them return. This statement offers the American people real hope. Mayor liked the president's firm stand on not setting a date for withdrawal. Mayor Allen said the Deep South is loving him more than ever.
Let's go to Columbus.
Yeah. Mike O'Neill, New York Daily News, that thought the president tonight clarified for Hanoi the conditions under which we will maintain a residual force in Vietnam. There should be no confusion now on the POW issue. I was not aware that Ambassador Bruce told the Liberation Front today in negotiations compared to the 23 days to say we're not here. I think he made some news on that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
News.
The way the president walked through the intricacies on the Supreme Court decision on busing was beautiful. So.
You see, some thought that was too legalistic an answer, but I had to give a legalistic answer in order to be credible with people who knew what the hell it was all about. Do you agree?
Sure. And you're never going to give an answer that everybody likes. You know, if you hadn't been legalistic, the other people would have criticized that.
But really, I could have taken 30 minutes.
Yeah. You did it.
Well,
I think
you understand a lot. The main thing is that say a few more. How much will the market stand?
Well,
if it will stand every 2 weeks, I'll do it every 2 weeks.
I don't think it will, but I'm
sure if it will, let me say, I've got more time off to do it.
This is
a
lot of time.
Oh, yeah. What's the fun of it? It's done. Fast, I believe. I'm not anybody else. I can log in. I'm going to ship it to day four. What's your opinion?
Once a month?
Every 2 weeks
or every 3 weeks. No more than every 3 weeks. I don't think you can do it twice a month. Every 2 weeks.
No, I do.
I think you can do this and then something else. You talked about that.
That's interesting. So many people favor different ways to speak.
Well,
remember our poll? So many people even asked us, you needed to speak, but I prefer these studies.
Yeah. It's more interesting.
That's not got a fight. That's like going to the goddamn fight.
That's right. You don't know what's going to happen next. In the speech, it's a logical building up, and you know basically that what's going to happen. It doesn't matter. It's just except to the people who really care about the subject. It's just bring in people.
Okay.
Fine.
Very good.